Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Monday afternoon, it's an interesting sort of a week for most of us, right? It's going to be a short week for most of us. Some are working Monday and Tuesday, some Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Very, very few of us are going to be working Thanksgiving or the Friday after Thanksgiving. And I think it's one of those weeks where if we're focused properly, we're focused on family, we're focused on friends, but there's some things that just sort of fall through the cracks. And I'll tell you, there's a marvelous, marvelous thing that has happened in our nation for a number of years now called Wreaths Across America. And our friends, actually, over at Mission Barbecue, Craig and Maria Briggs, Margie P. Graham, they've got special white plastic cups right now in the Mission Barbecue locations. And if you purchase one of those, you are helping the Wreaths Across America program. But they still need more help. And I just wanted to reach out, get a little more information. Joseph Diamond is joining us, provide a little bit of insight. Joe, thank you for being here.
It's an honor, sir. Thank you for having me on your program. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, sir. So Joe, do me a favor. Just bring us all up to speed. Remind everybody about Wreaths Across America and the history.
Sure. In 1992, a gentleman by the name of Morrill Worcester lives in Maine, owns the Worcester Wreath Company, found himself with a surplus semi-full of holiday wreaths and didn't know what to do with them, came up with the idea of donating them to Arlington National Cemetery, where they were placed that year, and the program grew leaps and bounds from there, was recognized by Congress, National Wreaths Across America Day. So in our country, on the same day, at the same time, this year it'll be 12 noon on December the 14th, all across the country, volunteers like myself are laying holiday wreaths on the stones, the headstones of our fallen heroes. And the cemetery we're trying to work on this year is the Virginia Veterans Cemetery, located in Amelia, where there's over 4,500 heroes interred there. And the mission of Wreaths Across America is three words: remember, honor, and teach. It's to remember our fallen veterans, honor those who have served, and to teach our children the value of freedom, which obviously isn't free. I come from a family of veterans. My wife, Christina, who works at Morissette Funeral Home, she's a veteran. My grandfather is actually 100 years old this year. He's a World War II veteran. And my police partner, who died in the line of duty, Gary Bureau, was a veteran also of Iraq. So I have a connection to it personally, and I think this is a great cause, and we're currently trying to purchase the necessary wreaths to cover every headstone so that every veteran and every veteran's family who goes out there during the holiday season knows that that person and their sacrifice is not forgotten.
Well, Joe, what an incredible, absolutely incredible activity, an incredible undertaking, a responsibility, as you say, born out of personal experience and friendships and bonds that are as strong as they get. Now, you're talking about 4,500 heroes down there in Amelia, and the goal then is one wreath for each of them, correct?
Essentially correct. There are certain burial contingencies, like if they're interred in a columbarium or something of that nature, a niche where there's several cremated persons, then there would be one wreath for several. You know, there's obviously no place to put several wreaths, but we try one for each headstone, for each physical place where there's a place that we can put a wreath. That's what we aspire to.
All right, so
if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it absolutely makes sense. So you know, you have to remember, I went to Philadelphia public schools. Math is not my strong suit. So, How many wreaths are we short?
Right now, for that particular cemetery, our count is around 2,000. I expect that to go up because there's mailed-in donations and stuff like that that need to process throughout this week. But we're trying to make a push this Thanksgiving week for an additional 1,000 or 1,500 wreaths. And I know with the support of the good-hearted people of Richmond, Virginia, and Central Virginia, we can do it.
Yeah. All right. So how do we help? Do we buy a wreath and bring it down there? Do we donate some central place? Are we supposed to make them? Give me some details here, Joe.
Okay. It's actually a national program. All of the wreaths, and it draws camaraderie and community as a nation. The wreaths actually leave Maine the week before, and there's they call it the country's largest veterans parade. They leave by semi from Maine going all over the country, Arlington National Cemetery being the number one destination. Mm-hmm. So people can go online to either Wreaths Across America or to local fundraising locations, like the one that we're using this year is Morissette Funeral and Cremation Service. Mm-hmm. They've been kind enough to put a link on their website that will direct you directly to the online donation form to guarantee that your wreath that you purchase will be delivered to the Amelia Veterans Cemetery. Also, other people, you can sponsor wreaths wherever you like. I know of an individual who buys the wreath. They live in California, but their loved one's interred here in Virginia. So they're able to go online and do that and assure that their loved one's grave has a wreath this year. So that's the easiest way. Okay. They can mail them in to one of the fundraising locations, but it seems in the world we live in, online is the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah, absolutely it is. And I'm thrilled to hear that my buddies down there at Morissette are involved in this, LC and Larry and the whole team. They're great guys. And what Morissette Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been able to offer our community over the years is priceless. I'll remind everybody, because most people don't know this, and I guess that's a good thing, but God forbid we have a police officer killed in the line of duty in Central Virginia. For years, Morissette Funeral Home has offered to take care of all those arrangements on them. And I'm very happy to say that we don't have to avail ourselves of those services very frequently, but
right.
it sort of speaks to their integrity and character.
Right. Well, actually, my partner Gary Bureau was the last police officer killed in the line of duty in Chesterfield County, so I bear a special connection to that type of line of work. So I do appreciate what them and all the funeral professionals do for the law enforcement community.
All right, so they can visit the Morissette Funeral Home. They can visit Morissette Funeral Home's website, wreathsacrossamerica.com?
Yes, sir, or morissette.com. That, like I said, that'll ensure that it goes directly to the Virginia Veterans Cemetery in Amelia.
Okay.
But they do have the option, if they'd like to support Arlington or any of the other Virginia cemeteries, they're able to do that, too.
Well, absolutely, but let's see if we can't help out Central Virginia first and foremost. Would be my opinion on this. So you figure we're going to need an additional 1,000 wreaths by the time this is all said and done, so that every one of those heroes down in Amelia has proper. I don't know, how do we even say it? A proper display of gratitude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We wouldn't want anyone to come out there and see a headstone left uncovered. So that is our goal. It's never been done before in the history of the cemetery, and I really feel that we can accomplish that with the help of your listeners.
Well, I say let's go for it. Now, Joe, what about the day of putting these wreaths out? I mean, do you need people to get them off trucks and place them on the headstones?
Absolutely, absolutely. We get them there with the help of the Patriot Guard on that day. The mm-hmm. ceremonial wreaths will arrive at the cemetery at 11:30 a.m. And they're, like I said before, the nationally coordinated ceremony begins at 12 noon, where we're doing the same thing that all of our fellow volunteers are doing at other veteran cemeteries all over the country. So it's open to the public. We'd love to have everyone come out and show support, because it really means a lot to the families that show up that have loved ones interred there, to see the support that their family, their loved ones, their heroes are not forgotten.
I agree with you. Listen, I am hopeful that we are going to be very, very successful. And we will get all of this, of course, up on our website. I would urge people to head on over to newsradiowrva.com. We'll get it up on all of our social media platforms as well, Facebook and Twitter. And my goal here, Joe, and I appreciate you telling me about all this, but my goal is to help you reach your goal. If we need 1,000, then I want us to get another 1,000 and make sure that every one of those heroes in Amelia is properly saluted.
Yes, sir. Again, thank you very much, sir, for having us on your program. I really appreciate it.
It has been my my distinct honor and pleasure. That is Joe Diamond. So you heard the challenge here, and there are a couple of different ways that you can help out. Thrilled, but not surprised, that my friends down at Morissette Funeral Home and Cremation Service, Larry and LC and the whole gang, not at all surprised that they are right there in the middle of helping everybody with this. You can visit their website. You can probably go into to their facility and make a donation. WreathsAcrossAmerica.org. That's the correct website. I just looked it up and confirmed it. WreathsAcrossAmerica.org. Go online, and again, you can say to them, hey, I understand we're helping this activity across America. I understand that Arlington is the largest recipient of these wreaths, but for Central Virginia, Amelia is the veteran cemetery we have adopted. So we would like our donations to head over to Amelia so that every one of those 4,500 heroes in Amelia is able to truly have a representation of gratitude. I think that's the only way I can describe it, a representation of honor, something that hopefully, will give some sort of a warm feeling to their families if they come by and see it. It's an odd thing. I think I've shared with you, my dad was a military police officer, served in between World War II and Korea officially getting underway. But he is with his comrades at the South Florida National Veterans Cemetery in Lake Worth. And it's a very moving experience. You know, I whenever I'm in South Florida, I make a point, obviously, to go and visit him. It is so unbelievably humbling to be in the middle of thousands of real American heroes and to read just names and dates of service. You know, that's the thing about veteran cemeteries. You're not going to find a lot of fancy flowery prose. You're not going to find statues devoted to these men and women. Very, very simple headstones that really, really don't necessarily fully encapsulate all of the heroism or bravery that was evidenced with them. So again, wreathsacrossamerica.org. Morissette, if you want to go there. And again, our friends over at Mission Barbecue, Craig and Maria Briggs and Margie Pegram, they've got the plastic white cups right now at Mission Barbecue. If you buy one of them, you are also helping Wreaths Across America. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.